Good morning and welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast. It is the 9th of September, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joined today by CJ Miller and Sabrina Halverson on the news, including a drop in farm income. It is a trend that is worrisome. Both CJ and Sabrina have stories on that. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin here too. He says we should expect climbing temperatures throughout this week. And the Friday grain and oil seed markets all sold off. We'll have settlements and market analysis with Brian Basting joining us on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Farm incomes dropping significantly over the past 2 years. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Farmers will see a 7% drop in their net incomes this year compared to last year, and a 23% drop compared to just 2 years ago. That's according to USDA's latest net farm income report. Sabrina Halverson has more.
Administrator of USDA's Economic Research Service, Spiro Stefano, says despite a forecast calling for lower farm incomes this year, the financial health of the farm sector is still strong.
In terms of the balance sheet for the ag sector, overall, equity is increasing about 2.7%. This is driven by farmland values, building values, and those farmland and buildings account for about 80% of farm assets. Debt has also increased, but at a slower rate, at about 1.6%. So we see the debt-to-equity ratio falling, which is an improvement, and so is the debt-to-asset ratio.
But prices that farmers are getting for many of their crops continue to fall, and in fact, USDA is predicting a 12% drop in crop receipts. But he points out that it's offset a little by a 1% drop in production expenses.
The production expenses have been revised downward. Feed and fertilizer, pesticide expenses, as well as fuels and oils.
He also says direct government payments to farmers will be lower in 2024 than they were last year. House Committee on Agriculture Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, a Republican from Pennsylvania, has a different take. Thompson says USDA's September update to the Farm Financial Outlook continues to present a bleak picture. Thompson says the numbers are more than just data points on spreadsheets, and they tell the story of struggling American farmers desperate for relief, certainty, and stability. He points the issue back to the Farm Bill and says it's time to put partisan bickering and red lines aside and pass a Farm Bill. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
More reaction to the USDA's report on net farm incomes coming up.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, USDA says that farmers will see their net farm incomes drop by as much as 23% compared to just 2 years ago.
I'd like to ask, how many households could withstand losing a quarter of their income in 2 years?
And that's Zippy Duval, president of American Farm Bureau Federation.
It isn't just an economic hiccup for our farms. It's evidence of an agricultural downturn. I've heard from all our farmers and ranchers across the country that they are struggling. The latest census showed that we lost more than 140,000 farms in the last 5 years.
That's why Duval says it's a priority for Congress over the next several weeks to pass a new farm bill.
Congress has been kicking the can down the road when it comes to farm bill, but our farmers need help and they need it now. It's been more than 100 days since the House Agriculture Committee passed out a good bipartisan farm bill, and yet there hasn't been any additional action in either chamber. We need Congress to do their job, put politics aside as they have in the past, and get the work done. We need a new, modernized farm bill.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, a free download for iPhone and Android. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Get ready for the 62nd Annual Farm Science Review, September 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's more than a farm show. Explore over 600 exhibitors providing equipment, services, and education for farms of all types and sizes. Tickets can be purchased at participating OSU Extension offices, agribusinesses, and online. fsr.osu.edu to buy your Farm Science Review tickets now and plan your show visit. The 62nd Farm Science Review, September 17, 18, and 19.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Very low humidity here this week. We're pleasant to start, but temperatures are going to be climbing through this entire week as southwest flow dominates. We are looking at a very warm, very dry period generally as we move into mid-September. I don't have any rain for this entire week. Now, here's a little bit of a wild card. I am seeing the remains of a tropical system trying to come through the lower Mississippi River Valley, shooting northward as we finish out the week Thursday into Friday. This low is going to be going into the boot heel of Missouri. Maybe it can drag some showers and thunderstorms into southern Indiana for Friday. I do think this thing runs out of gas up about I-70, so we'll keep the northern part of the state dry through the end of the week and weekend. Next week, we are going to be seeing a little bit more humidity, a little bit of a chance of pop-up shower activity, particularly late Sunday afternoon, evening into early Monday. But for the rest of next week, again, we're looking at a mostly dry setup. The only thing that I'm seeing change in the overall pattern is a little bit more instability and frontal boundary trying to come together to our west, the Intermountain West and Pacific Northwest in particular, watching an area of low pressure come together. So that could set us up for some rain later next week. But that means we're looking at a large part of Indiana staying dry for a good chunk of the next 2 weeks. Southern Indiana has a chance to seeing a little bit of that remains of a tropical system. But outside of that, temperatures are not cool anytime soon. Yes, it was a little crisp over the weekend, but I'm looking for us to be normal to above normal through most of this week and next. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Grains and oil seeds sell off on profit-taking. This is Hoosier Ag Today in the Friday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. This update is brought to you by the 62nd Annual Farm Science Review, September 17, 18, and 19. Over 600 exhibitors serving farms of all types and sizes. Buy tickets online at fsr.osu.edu. Final numbers coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis, which I secured in the middle of the trading session Friday from Brian Basting at Advanced Trading. Brian, up and down markets throughout the week, but we've seen some gains in recent sessions. followed by a pretty flat market for corn on Thursday and slightly lower again on Friday. But beans have been pretty strong, now selling off as you and I speak. So fundamentally, I think that things remain pretty bearish, but we've seen some positivity here and there. For example, the one-day delayed Friday morning export sales report, pretty good. Let's start there.
Yeah, we did have a good export sales report. Thanks for having me, as always, Andy. It was delayed, as you said, till Friday this week with USDA closed because of Labor Day. But we did see some very stout numbers for corn, for example. It's 1.82 million tons for new crop. 1.82 million tons for new crop. Now, that's, I think, one of the highest for new crop we've seen so far. Of course, the old crop year ended last weekend, so everything's new crop from here going forward. But, maybe these low prices have finally caught the eye of some of the end users, and they're going ahead and stepping in here. Just looking at the list of buyers here that we saw, for example, it was pretty good variety here on corn. We saw Mexico buy a large chunk of new crop. We also saw Colombia, Japan come in there and buy unknown, a good chunk of new crop. So, and we also saw some good business for new crop beans. Good variety of buyers, highlighted by China, of course, leading the way. We also saw unknown in there. But regardless, it's nice to see these low prices at least catch the eye, apparently, of end users and at least give us some hope there from a producer standpoint that we can start to see some consolidation. But overall, Andy, I'd say on Friday, the weakness, particularly in beans, I think we're just seeing some profit taking along liquidation. We've seen about a 75-cent rally in bean prices, bean futures here. You're going into a weekend, of course, anytime you see that, you'll see some risk-off strategy after such a rally. And I think we saw some of that on Friday. Then we're starting to see some early positioning for the September 12th crop report from the USDA.
Yeah, as we talk on Friday, it certainly seems like money flow is not favoring many markets at all. Equities are extremely weak. Crude is down $1.50, and all of the grains and oil seeds are lower. So money flow, not positive.
That's true. I think that anytime you get into an environment where a lot of uncertainty coming up here from so many fronts, whether it be the election, whether it be the Black Sea situation, obviously what's going on with Israel and just so many China, there's so many moving parts there, Andy. I think going into a weekend, particularly after a pretty good rally, I'll stick with the grains for the moment. It's just a time for market players to take some money off the table. And again, we saw that in beans notably. There are some mixed ideas starting to surface on the crops. I think it's going to be a very good crop here in 2024. I don't want to paint a dramatic turnaround, but maybe not the ideal finish in some areas. So we'll see what the USDA tells us. I'd remind your listeners at this point, Andy, that for the September 12th report, the surveys taken for that report were the last few days of August, first few days of September. So we really don't have any actual harvest results to pin our hat on, basically it's just a field survey, producer survey still oriented now. We get to the October report, of course, we'll have more actual observations. But for the moment, I think most people are thinking that the trade, the USDA will be close to what they came out with in August in terms of yield and production.
As you sift through weather, how do you feel various conditions around the globe are affecting U.S. markets, for example, weather here in the U.S. and also in South America?
I think the weather here in the U.S., Andy, will run its course from the standpoint of a really important item from the standpoint of rainfall temperatures through mid-September, other than if you get past mid-September and you get into a frost-freeze situation. As your listeners know, we certainly don't want to see that in any form of early freeze or frost in late September or maybe even the first day or two of October. But in terms of rainfall being beneficial or hot temperatures being detrimental after mid-September, I would say it's a moot point here in the U.S. Now, I think the USDA probably is going to lower the Ukraine crop on Thursday of next week because it's been a less than ideal finish to the growing season. In fact, the whole growing season in Ukraine, hot and dry. So I think that number is going to come down, the production and export number. As you mentioned, the one to keep an eye on, of course, is South America. They're just starting to plant full season corn in southern Brazil. It's been very dry in Brazil. don't want to read too much into that yet in early September. But for beans, they will need some moisture at some point here in mid to late September, early October, to get that seed bed, of course, prepared for the new crop beans that will be planted then. But just something to be aware of, that it is very dry. And now Brazil's in the midst of their dry season, so it's not a surprise it's been dry, but it's been a surprise at how long it's been dry this year with no rain. But again, we'll see how that shakes out. But I'd say for the moment that the biggest thing would be U.S. weather as you get into harvest. Of course, there's a point where we want to see the hot and dry weather to get this crop harvested safely here. Not too hot, but we want to see it nice, warm, dry days to get this crop harvested and safely and tucked away. And no early frost or freeze, as I mentioned, and no excessive rainfall. That would delay harvest or hamper that activity. But it's still a factor, I'd say, as you get into the end of the month here, Andy, though, in early October, we're going to switch over. And I'd remind your listeners that from a risk management standpoint, you really want to be prepared to be focusing on demand at that point. And the biggest thing we can track is export business. So just I'd encourage listeners to be flexible in their marketing. Remind listeners that October is the harvest crop insurance month, when that crop insurance price for harvest is established. And then after that, there is no more crop insurance protection after October 31st. So I know that's a bit down the road here, but just a reminder, and we can cover that a little bit more as we move closer to that time period.
Brian Basting, Advanced Trading. He's an economist there. You can get Brian at 309-664-2314. Settlements now from Friday trade. December corn, 406 and a quarter, down 4.5 cents. March dips 4.75, going to 424 and a half. Novi beans, 10.05, down 18 and a half cents. January, 19 lower, 10.22 and a half. And December wheat, 7.75 off at 5.67. Over in livestock, 175.17 on October. Live cattle down 207. October lean hogs, 79.50, down $1.20. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.